Yuma Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalad. Peresu Sadon Shel Butz Beino Levena Am. Now what they would do is they would spread out a sheet of linen between him and the nation, that they shouldn't see him. Dafka linen, because the avodah of today was done with linen. Normally, the Kohen Gadol did avodah during the rest of the year with the regular Big Day Kahuna, which had many garments that had gold on them. That's why they're called Big Day Zav. But they used linen to remind him that today the avodah is done with the linen garment. Pashat Yarod V'Tavol, so he took off his clothes, went down to the mikvah and was Tavol, Olav in his stapug. He then came out and dried himself. It's machlekes whether there's a mitzvah, he has to dry himself. Hevilo Big Day Zav. And now they brought him the Big Day Kahuna, the Big Day Zav, for the avodos that were done b'chol. Today on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol did all the avodos, but the avodah that was not specific to Yom Kippur, like the Karban Tamid that was brought every day, he did in the regular Big Day Kahuna, which were Big Day Zav. So what did he do? So v'lavash v'kidesh yadav v'raglav, he now put on the Big Day Zav, then he washed his hands and his legs. So far we had one tefillah for changing into the new clothing, so he did a tefillah first. And then now we have the first time he washes his hands and his legs. It's machlekes whether the first time he washed his hands and his legs was that done in the regular kior. Some Mefarshim say the first one was done in the regular kior. But for sure, everybody agrees that all the others were done in a special kitun zav, in a golden water basin or pitcher that he would use to wash his hands and his feet. Now the way it works is the following. Like the Tfarisol explains, every single time the Kohen Gadol changed his garments, so at least we see this is going to be the Tanakama in a coming Mishnah. But every time he went to the mikvah for the times that he changed his garments, and also he washed his hands and his feet, both when taking off a garment, and then he washed his hands and his feet when putting on a new garment as well. So that's why there were 10 times he washed his hands and his feet. And that's why he did it over here. Hevilo es ha-tamid. They now brought him the Karban Tamid, Shel Shachar, that he brought every single day. Kratzo. Kratzo is a lashon that he did the minimum amount of shechita, which is most of the kana and vesht, the trachea and the esophagus. All you need to do is most of them, but he has to do all the other avodas, which is zrika, pouring the blood, and part of pouring the blood is actually receiving the blood. So in order for him to receive the blood comes out much quicker when they completely cut the kana and the vesht, the trachea and the esophagus. So that's why the Mishnah says, "Umeirik acher shechita al yado," and somebody else finished up the shechita al yado. The Rav explains means for him, meaning in his stead, or it could just mean, like the Rav says, right next to him. That's what al yado means right next to him. Kibel as adam uzrako. So now he was makabel the dam, and he now was zorik it on the mizbeach. So by the Karban Tamid, first you did zrikas hadam. Now instead of putting the ivarim on the mizbeach, nichnas lahakter k'taras shel shachar, he now would go and be makter k'taras of shachar in the Heichel, ulehetiv es haneiros, and also to clean out the neiros. Which neiros are we talking about? We're talking about the last two neiros. Because we said in the first parak, the second Mishnah, according to the Taisis Yantif, that other Kohanim were metiv the first five, and he was metiv the last two. And now he continued, ulehakriv es haroish vesayvarim vesachavitin vesayayin. And he was makriv the head and all the rest of the limbs, and then he brought his chavitin, his pan offering, which he had half of an isaron that he brought in the morning, ve'es hayayin. And the yayin just means the nesachim that came with the Karban Tamid. He also did that as well. Now, it's interesting, Taisi Yantif brings up that the Mishnah just says yayin. What about the flour, the other nesachim? Why does it just say yayin? So he brings a Rambam, and Kiveger spells out that the Rambam over there says the words, hachavitin v'ha nesachim. It doesn't say hayayin, it says nesachim, and that nesachim always comes to include not just the wine, but also the flour.